Welcome to those of you viewing on YouTube. We're ready now to go into session two. Good to have you back. So in session one, we talked about the dynamics of creation in you. We talked about the notion that we are life experiences, that we have light and we have love. And we use basically Plato's notion of kind of knowing and becoming like the good, to understand that we have been given life, light, and love, and that we then, in a sense, express life, light, and love. So what we'd like to do, particularly now in session two, is to talk about the dynamics of creation, especially within yourself, what you want to be manifesting at this particular time in your life. Again, what I'd like to do is to try to give you a few expressions that might be helpful in this regard. So we talked about the notion, Plato, knowing and becoming like the good. Or we talked about the notion of A Course in Miracles, you're an idea in the mind of God that has not left the source. Or Jesus' notion, the Father and I are one. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Many different ways of expressing things. But the direction that I'd like to give in this second session, kind of way, the way of framing it, is to take a line from the Course in Miracles. I think is probably the best way of framing things. In the Course in Miracles, we're going to be talking about manifesting the dynamics of creation in you. The Course in Miracles very nicely says, child of God, you were created to create the good, the beautiful, and the holy. So I'd like you just to digest that for a moment. I'm sitting here viewing on YouTube, understanding your purpose in life is to create the good, the beautiful, and the holy. And we would simply define the good, the beautiful, and the holy as that which is coming forth from your light, from what you understand to be true. And our basic goal here, what we're doing on the planet, is to bring forth that good, the beautiful, and the holy. Let me just say it one more time. Child of God, where you are right now, you were created as an extension of the source. You were created to create the possibilities of the good, the beautiful, and the holy. One last time, child of God, you have been brought forth to bring forth the good, the beautiful, the holy, according to the truth that you understand from your light at the very center of your being. Now, in presenting this idea with a little more clarity, what I've decided is to give you five questions. And if you simply follow your outline, you'll just say question one, question two, three, four, and five. So not too much detail. I'll simply give you those questions and then give you some guidance on those, and then we'll bring them to meditation again at the end. Let's begin first of all. The first question, once you understand that you are to bring forth the good, the beautiful, and the holy, the question quite simply is, well, where? Where are you to bring forth the good, the beautiful, and the holy? So this becomes a very, very important notion that right now you are in the physical realms. You're in planet. You're here on the earth. You're here in the physical universe. So that we are guided, we are invited to express life here on the planet in the physical realms. The notion, very simply, is we have been invited to bring in love, the non-physical energy of the Creator, into the physical realm. We have been invited to bring love, the non-physical energy of the Creator, into the physical realms. We can use another little phrase that's very easy. Simply, we are here to bring heaven to earth. We're not here to try to find our place on the earth, but rather we are here to bring heaven to the earth. So many people's lives are off kilter because they keep on trying to find out where they're supposed to fit in, as opposed to what they're asked to do, namely to bring light here to the planet. What I'm going to suggest to you is that love, the expression of light, is the fifth element. Love is the fifth element to be combined with the four elements of the physical earth. Earth, air, fire, water. These are the physical elements. You are here to bring the fifth element into the planet, to give an energy to the physical realms, not from the physical, but to bring an impetus of the non-physical here into the physical. So here you are, right here in the physical realm, and you're asked to bring life, light, and love into the physical planet, onto the earth, to bring heaven to earth as part of the evolution of life here on the planet. Hope that makes sense. Here we are. We have this gift. So we're here bringing this light to where we are. The second question: what would be the effect of love on the physical realm of the earth and its elements? What would be the effect of love on the physical realms of the earth and its elements, earth, air, fire, and water? So what I want to suggest to you is that as you learn to bring the non-physical, the love light of the Creator here to the planet, what you will be able to do is to amplify or raise the experience of the physical. When you bring the higher non-physical into the physical, you will be able to amplify, to raise. Deary used the word evolve the physical realms. And I'm going to suggest that you're able to do this in three particular ways. The first thing that comes into play is that you'll be able to raise or amplify the energy of your body. You'll be able to amplify, to raise the vibration of your physical body. In our meditations, you oftentimes feel that energy moving through you. It lightens you. It gives you a vibration, an experience beyond the heaviness that we sometimes get ourselves into. This non-physical love will raise the electrical circuits of your brain, of your thinking. It will raise also, in a sense, the chemical aspect of your glands. It will also raise the biological vibration of your organs, so that this non-physical energy, this higher vibration, comes in, and we believe that it'll have a continuing amplifying or raising on the physicality of your body. Many of you have moved into energy healing. Many of you begun to experience this in your own life. And I think we're going to just see more and more and more of this, that this energy, as it comes into us, we feel differently, we think differently, we act differently. The heavier energy of thought and emotions, weighed down by anxiety and worry, has a tendency to decimate our energy, make us feel heavy. Whereas this lighter energy seems to make everything function from a physical level so much easier. Even when we're facing challenges, not just non-physical, but physical challenges, it gives us a way of seeing it that takes away the density of the experience. Even our most challenging situations become a little lighter when we bring the vibration of light to them. The second thing I would suggest to you, what this energy does, it not only amplifies the vibrations of your body, but it also amplifies the vibration of your creations. It amplifies the energy you bring into what you do. When you look at the way that you show up in the world, when you show up in this energy, you just amplify the energy that you're bringing to whatever you're doing. You just bring something into a situation that is more than simply the activity of this situation. You bring a lightness, a joy, a happiness, a fun to be with into all of the things you do. It matters not what you do, for the quality of whatever you do is raised by the quality of you. I always like to say, people like to have us around. We're fun to be with. We're understanding. Amen. We're nice. We're helpful. The simplest creation of what we're doing here today, or what you might be doing later on today, the simplest thing, we're going to make pickles this afternoon, I think. Everything is fun when you bring the energy of the non-physical to raise the vibration. For everything in alignment is simply a possibility of life, which you can enjoy. And the last thing I would just suggest is that it also amplifies the energy on the planet. If you listen to my last month's teaching of Blessed Are the Meek, you know that there's a lot of energy on the planet that needs raised up. So easy to be in separation, in heaviness. I believe that we are light bearers. And by light bearers, I simply mean is we just bring another energy. We don't criticize, we don't judge, but we're not stupid either. We understand. We're strong. We're smart. We're supportive and compassionate. We're not fools, but we're very, very helpful wherever we can possibly be. We are the evolution of energy on the planet. The best way for you to be sure of the evolution on the planet and to know it's in wonderful hands is to simply look in the mirror and see the beauty of yourself. Look in the mirror, see the beauty of yourself, and to know that there are others just like you who are irreversibly committed to raising the energy of the planet into a higher possibility through the light that we bring. Those are some of the effects of bringing light to the planet, of bringing the non-physical into the physical. The third thing that I would suggest is, well, it's a question of, well, how do you do this? How do you bring this light into the planet? How do you express this creative light from your soul, from yourself? And I'm going to suggest three things to you that will be very helpful. The first thing is, in order to express the light, you have to listen to your own inner voice and to realize the truth that is within you. Whether you're facing a particular situation or you just want to expand your life. When I first began my own spiritual quest, it was much more to solve problems. Now it's much more to expand my life. So wherever you are, if you're facing an immediate decision that you feel you need to address, we want to address that today. But also, you may really be looking to simply expand your vision of life. You want to amplify, raise up, launch into a further understanding of what you're capable of. There are many, many, many people who are elevating in their sense of self, constantly expanding into a greater understanding of who they are. In order to do that, you have to listen to the voice within you. It will guide you. The light is there to guide you. So the first thing is listening to that inner voice. We'll do that today. The second thing I would like to suggest is that you understand the instrumentality of your humanness. It's very important to understand the human instrument, which is your instrument of manifesting. As a human being, or being in human expression, you have three wonderful, wonderful energies of expression. You have a mind, you have emotions, and you have this body. It's very important not to get lost in your expressing energies. It's important not to get lost in your thoughts, your emotions, your body, and their circumstances, but to be able to understand that your humanness is not who you are, but it's the instrument for the expression of who you are. Here, you can't play the human game without the human body and without mind and emotions. These are instrumental energies of life. We bring the non-physical into expression through the instrumental energies of your body, your thoughts, and your emotions. They are, in a sense, neutral energies. You give them meaning. And the meaning that we give them is that they are the instruments through which you will express the good, the beautiful, and the holy. That's the joy we have here, whether it's tabbouleh or meatballs or kale chips or anything. We simply are expressing through the instrumental energies. We are less and less getting lost in those energies. Less and less getting lost in those energies from others. And more simply seeing them as instrumental energies. We give meaning to the expressions of life. But you need the expressions of life to express life. The third thing I would suggest is that we are doing this in association with others. It's not just that we are separated, individuated souls, but rather we are a unity of souls. This is one of the major things I think we have done just so very, very beautifully in life. We realize that we are here for and with each other as a unity of souls. We have an inclusive oneness. None of us is any better than any one of us. All of us together are part of a whole. Probably the best thing that most of us, I think, have really accomplished in our lives is that when we look upon another person, we see them as a soul. We see them as child of God, as opposed to initially seeing them as a personality, especially as an abrasive personality. This ability to welcome everyone into the oneness. We understand we have to make choices. We understand that there are certain parameters and boundaries, but there is not exclusion. There is not exclusion. And we hold that sense of oneness with everyone. That's how we do it here in the material realms. We have, first of all, this notion of really amplifying, in a sense, who we are in our own energies. Such an important thing for us to do. We listen to that inner voice. We know its guidance. We put it into practice through our instrumental energies, and we invite everyone else to do the same. Everyone's on the same journey. We don't bring them judgment. We extend invitation. We just don't bring judgment. We extend invitation. It's just such a joy to invite, as opposed to criticize or to judge. To be patient in the process, because you understand we're a unity of souls. The fourth thing I would suggest that becomes very, very important for us is, well, why are we doing this? Why are we expressing here in the material realms? I can only suggest to you that this is such an important thing for us to understand. You're obviously here. You've shown up. So I'm just going to suggest with the fourth question, why are you doing this? Because you are creative energy. You are free, creative energy. And you have come here to create. You've come here to create. You may question that every once in a while. Why did I come? Well, you've come here to create. But this is such an important thing. You've come here to create freely. You're under no one's regulation. In fact, anytime you go against the freedom within yourself, not just by your thought, but when you go against the feeling within yourself just to satisfy someone else, you've stopped the flow of your own free energy. I just want to encourage you to remember this. You don't have to do anything, but by the fact that you're here, you may freely do things. I would suggest, even in the long run, what you freely do is the reason why you're here. What your proclivity is, what you find most satisfying, what is you or your expression, that's why you're here, to give expression to that. And to know that that is not only why you're here, but in fact that that is the joy of being here. That is the joy. That's the mosaic piece, that whatever you do from that place of freely expressing what you find to be happy, true, that's the joy of life. And I can only suggest to you, in the smallest way or in the largest way, every time you do that, you are the divine enjoying itself as you. And I always encourage people, how about giving the divine a first-class human experience? How about just giving the divine a first-class human experience? It's like, that's it, Paul. That's why I've asked you to do this. Yes, yes. What I want to suggest to you is that this sense of joy of expressing your light, again, just recall how happy you are when you're doing this, when you are expressing your light. The happiness you feel, the lightness you feel. This is why we are here. Less and less are we bound by obligations and responsibilities that mean little. And more we are here expressing this incredible inner guidance that we have. We're worried less and less about what others people think or what we should be doing, and more expressing this light. Let me now review the first four questions so we can get to the fifth question. So the first question very simply is, well, where do you create the good, the beautiful, and the holy? Here, bringing the non-physical into the physical, heaven to earth. What would be the effect if you did that? You would amplify yourself, mind, body, emotions, your creations, how you show up, and the planet. How do you do this? Well, got to listen to the light, your light. Use the instrument that you have, your humanness, your mind, emotions, and your body, and to do it in association with others. We're not doing solo flights. We've come here as a unity of souls. Why are you doing this? Well, because you can. You're a creative energy. But you're free. You're not here to be someone else's creative energy. You're here being your energy. And in the process of being who you are and doing what is most enjoyable to you, you are experiencing the joy of expressing a possibility of the divine as you. With those questions hopefully in mind, we're then ready to go to the fifth one. So, what is it that you want to express now? What is it that you want to express now? Now, we're going to take you into meditation to do this, but I want to just give a little guidance as we do this. Whenever we say, what is it that you want to express now? Let me again say, it could be something very tiny. It could be something a little bigger, such as maybe a new movement in your life, a new pathway for yourself. Or it could be something even bigger than that. It could be like a vision that you want to hold. Each one of you is simply where you need to be as to how you want to go forward, as am I. In doing this, I love that particular phrase. Again, it was an Eric Butterworth phrase, that you are as old as God and as young as this morning. It's just a wonderful, wonderful phrase. You are as old as God as creative energy, and as young as this morning, as young as right now, is that creative energy creating right now? So I'd like you to think about that, maybe just allow that to put a little zest into the meditation. I'm as old as God in what I have done and in who I am, and yet I am as young as the divine in this moment, creatively expressing here in the material realms. So, with that in mind, let's go into our meditation today, focusing on what is it now that these dynamics of creation are calling you to manifest at this particular time, be it ever so small or ever so large. I welcome you now into the meditation of our second session, how you want to go forward from this moment here on the planet, in your life. Let us begin the meditation by again setting the intention. You realize that the purpose of being a child of God, of the creating energy, is to create the good, the beautiful, and the holy. That call to creation is alive right now, at this moment, every moment of life. I simply ask that you dedicate yourself to listening to what that call is for you in this meditation. Let us now begin the meditation by simply settling ourselves. Again, just focusing on your breathing, the breath in and out. Just relaxing yourself physically, clearing out your mind and bringing your soul to the fore, really focusing on, this is a wonderful opportunity. I'm taking the time to set my direction. Settle into this intention. Let us now begin. The first step is a very important one, and I will give you ample time to take it. In any creation, it is vitally important to initially listen to your inner voice. What does the light within you desire to illuminate? Focus on what is important to you at this moment. Again, you decide. It could be something as immediate as to what you'll be doing this afternoon. It could be maybe a larger path, something that you're facing in the next week or two or 3 or 4 months. Or it could be a larger vision of life, more soul-centered. This is the way I want to be. Would you take the moment now to focus on what is of an immediate call to create for you? As you're doing this, I want to suggest that you be confident that what you're choosing for yourself is the right thing for you. It doesn't have to meet anyone else's criterion. You need no one else's approval. You do need, though, to know what is right for you. Be confident in your choice. Choose from what is true to you so that you would be able to say, yes, this is the direction I want to create in. Please be confident in your choosing, in your possibility. Let me again encourage you to choose something that you really want to address. Not just something that, well, it would be nice if, but what is it that is coming forth as your next creation? That part of you that is as young as God today. Honor your sincere possibility and desire. Honor it. Choose it. Would you now say to yourself, yes, this is the light, this is the knowing, this is the truth that is my light right now. I clearly understand my creating future. It is my light. It is my light would you say again to yourself, this is my light. This is my knowing. This is my truth. My possibility to express. Would you now notice three things about your direction? The first one, how right it feels, how good it feels. It's a real light. It's a real knowing of me going forth. Do you understand what it means now to know the light? Yes. The truth of my being going forth. Notice how good it feels. The second thing, would you notice how it has cleared up the confusion, the uncertainty, the mind going back and forth about my direction? You have a real direction, not just a maybe, oh, possibly. No, you have a direction. Would you notice how thankful you are that you have taken this time? It's cleared away the fog. You finally got around to doing what it was important to get around to. You're ready. You're ready. And would you notice how elevated this direction is compared to what you were thinking of prior? Elevated by way of clarity, strength, enthusiasm. Far beyond where you were. Notice that. Is just what you've needed. Your own enthusiasm to express your light. Will you now love your light? Will you be ready to say wholeheartedly, I am bringing it forth. I am a being of expressive light. Your light is not just a good idea, but it is a direction that you are now ready to realize, to express. You are a being of love. The light is your direction. The love is the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, your Spirit, to bring it forth. Are you beginning to feel how any reluctance, any hesitation to express your light is now being empowered by a simple word? Yes. 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 I am a creating energy. And I am creating the good, the beautiful, and the holy rather than just hoping that those things will come to me. I am taking charge of expressing my light. Yes. In the coming days, in the next week, when you arise in the morning, will you simply hold the intention of your light that you have right now? Hold the intention of your light of what you want to bring into expression. Doesn't have to be long. It just has to be intended. Hold your intention of your direction. And by the law of attraction, allow the universe to assist you in its fulfillment. As you hold your light intentionally, you will be empowered. By the love of the universe to express it. Would you now notice the clarity in which you are? Would you label this clarity as your light? Do you now see what light is? The knowing of the possibilities of expression. Light is joy in itself. Just notice how you feel in your light right now. And amplified when expressed. Light into joy through love. Light into joy through love. This is the dynamic of creation in you. Life into joy through love. Now. Return now to the rhythm of your breathing. Just notice how good you feel. Just notice how good you feel. Joining with others with the desire to express light through loving expression. May you allow this affirmation to guide you. I am a being of light and love. Only good can come from me. Only good can come to me. I am a being of light and love. Only good can come from me. Only good can come to me. And just when you're ready now, bring your lovely attention back into the room, into the instrument, into the body of your light, opening up your lovely eyes and allowing your light to shine through. Namaste.